Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Texas Attorney General has issued an opinion stating that the school boards and local governments cannot close religious schools. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, the Attorney General for Texas, Ken Paxton, has ordered that the local authorities must cease any attempts to shut down faith-based private schools, stating that these institutions are protected by both the U.S. Constitution and by Texas law. He issued a public letter, and he said, under the governor's orders, local governments are prohibited from closing religious institutions or dictating mitigation strategies to those institutions. Local governments, he writes, are similarly prohibited from issuing blanket orders closing religious schools. This is a good decision that literally is refreshing because, Holly, it looks at the rule of law, the Constitution of the United States, and Texas law itself. The Texas Education Agency, they ordered the public schools in the state may delay in-person instruction for up to 2 months in the fall.
Yeah, and he said that regarding the state's efforts to reopen public schools, as you said, they're trying to delay them. He said that local public health officials have begun to issue orders restricting or limiting in-person instruction in private schools. He also said that religious private schools and institutions are exempt from those regulations and that attempts to restrict the provision of religious instruction through religious private schools violate both the federal and state constitutions, as well as the Texas Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
Yeah. So he says, because a local order closing a religious or private school or institution is inconsistent with the governor's order, any local order is invalid to the extent it purports to do so. The governor of Texas rightfully identified access to religious services as essential services, which must remain open, even when other aspects of our community must close to mitigate the spread of the virus. Religious private schools, he writes, and religiously affiliated private schools should utilize prior joint guidance on mitigation strategies for houses of worship issued by the governor and attorney general. That's what Paxton wrote in his letter. You know, in Florida, the schools are opening, and the public schools are giving some options for parents to choose, in person or virtual. Many parents have not made that decision. But I can tell you that as a result of these closures that experienced in the last semester before the summer break, I think many parents will actually homeschool their children.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll do that in various ways. They'll either use some of the state homeschooling options, or they're going to be using private homeschooling options. There's a lot of private homeschool options, obviously, that you can do online. And I think others will select private Christian schools for their children, which actually is a good thing.
Sure.
More children in private Christian schools is a good thing. And more children that are homeschooled is a good thing.
But, you know, this, if you look at the big picture, not only regarding this in that the state can't dictate whether they open or reopen, but it's also saying the government is hands-off regarding religious schools.
Yeah, regarding religious schools. It's so much different because in other places, for example, around the country, you have these governors that are really targeting religious places of worship and schools.
They want to control them.
For discrimination,
right.
Yeah. And you know what you see is a big difference between red and blue states.
Right.
You really see a stark difference between
evident.
Red and blue states. You see that the blue states, when I'm talking about blue states, I'm talking about a governor that is from the Democratic Party or local officials from the Democratic Party.
Like the states we've been suing regarding on
exactly.
behalf of churches.
All the states that we're litigating in, Virginia, Maine, Kentucky, and
Illinois.
And California. Guess what they all have in common?
Yep.
They have a Democratic governor who's very pro-abortion.
Yes. and you don't respect the sanctity of life, you don't respect liberty.
Yeah, and that's what you see happening. And so what they do is they all of them have the other thing in common. They support the protest. They encourage people to gather in mass protest, even rioters. Mm-hmm. And in many of those states, they've told the law enforcement to back down and allow the protesters just to deface, destroy, burn, and loot private businesses.
Oh, but churches, you can't meet, or you can very meet with just a few people, or sometimes you can't even meet in the parking lot.
Yeah, exactly. So you see this discrimination against houses of worship, and you see that also against religious schools. But like in Florida, which is different, the restrictions on churches were removed on April the 1st by Governor Ron DeSantis, saying that attendance at churches, synagogues, and houses of worship is essential activity. And the Texas governor also did the same thing, saying that religious services are essential services. Consequently, it's not only applying to churches, but religiously affiliated schools. And while the Texas Education Agency may want to delay its in-person instruction, what Attorney General Ken Paxton is saying is that you can't do that under the governor's orders. And by the way, these religious schools are protected by the U.S. Constitution and the Texas Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
Right.
You know, in California, for example, the teachers union there says, we want to delay the opening of school. They don't want to go back to school. But what are they giving as their demands? In order for them to go back to school, it has nothing to do with the health and safety. They want the police defunded. They want the funding that otherwise would go to the police to ultimately go to education. Mm. Now, what does that have to do with school? Defund the police. They want, as a prerequisite to go back to school, they want to get a higher salary. They want to defund the police. And what you have, I think, are some of these teacher unions that are using this issue as a bargaining tool. Now, if you ever want to find out about the state of our education, there is one situation in one of the states where a number of people were arrested associated with violence under the Antifa group. Antifa is a violent group. And of those people with the face mugs, the pictures of their arrest, a bunch of those were public school teachers.
Wow.
Public school teachers associated with Antifa, arrested for engaging in violence and destruction of property. And these were the teachers of public school.
And so the question is, what are we really teaching our students here?
You know, the fact of the matter is that probably the only good thing that's come out of this lockdown are the fact that many of these young people weren't involved every day in the public education system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know it wasn't ideal for people to be at home because many of these weren't prepared for online and they had to struggle through it. But I also know that there are people, parents that I know, that said their behavior and their demeanor of their children actually improved when they stayed home and they weren't involved in the daily public school propaganda machine.
Right, and they're getting a true education that the parents should have a right to say. Whereas in the public school, a lot of you got Planned Parenthood and the HRC dictating what the curriculum should be.
Yeah, and in fact, even in the public schools where some parents choose the online option, you know what? The parents will be able to see what's actually going on
Absolutely.
In the classroom.
Absolutely, which they should.
They won't be able to hide. In other words, they won't be able to, what you see happening in these public schools, pull something over on the kids without the parents knowing, something that's just offensive and unbelievable sexual propaganda. And then when they get challenged, say, oh, I'm sorry, let's move on to something else. The parents, at least in those situations, will be able to have a little bit more involvement. So that's one of the things I think you'll see come out of this, more homeschooling, more private school, and perhaps even more parental involvement, even in the online options. But it's good news that we have a state and an attorney general acknowledging that there's no pandemic pause button to the Constitution of the United States. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We're working with thousands of pastors and churches across the country and litigating in five states right now. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, to keep up with what we're doing. You can support the ministry at that website right there, but you can also sign up for our newsletters and our emails, particularly the emails, to stay involved about what's happening in America. For more information, visit lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.